going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are all the way down by Ugzar Din Ditzibur Mi Mikra, about 12 lines down on the page. So the Gemara is going to go back to ask on what we said previously, that a Gzar Din of a Tzibur can always be torn up, meaning even if there's a Gzar Din against the Tzibur, it's never too late. Even after Yom Kippur, through Tefillah and whatever else, they're able to tear up the Gzar Din of a Tzibur. So asks the Gemara, Gzar Din Ditzibur Mi Mikra, can you really tear up a Gzar Din of a Tzibur? Vaha Kosov Echad Omer Kabsi Mira Alibech. We have one pasuk that says Kabsi Mira Alibech, which means that Shuv is going to help to be mechaper for the avonos of the Tzibur, because it's talking about Libech Yerushalayim Lamanti Vashi is the end of the pasuk, that it will be cleansed, the heart of Jerusalem. So that's talking about the whole Tzibur. Uksiv, and you have another pasuk that says Kiim Techabsi Benasir Visarbilach Boris Nichtam Avanech Lefanai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people that even if you do tshuva, you're still going to have some stain left from your averos that you do. So you see, all the tshuva in the world is not really going to help to be mechaper for your averos, and it's not going to be mevatel all the pranos that should come to the Jewish people. So my lav kan kodem gzar din kan leachar gzar din isn't the only way to reconcile the stira in these two psukim, is that before the gzar din you can still do tshuva, but after the gzar din you can't really do tshuva to completely eradicate the avera. There's always going to be a roshim left of the avera, even though it's talking about a tzibur. So we see that once you hit the point of Gzar Din, it's too late to do tshuva. Says Gemara, lo, that's not correct at all. Idi v'idi li'achar Gzar Din. Both psukim are talking about after the Gzar Din. V'lo kasha, kan Gzar Din she'yoshi moshvua, kan Gzar Din she'eini moshvua. A Gzar Din of a tzibur can be torn up through tefillah and through tshuva, but that's only if the Gzar Din was made without a lashon shavua. But if there was a lashon shavua, if it was done in a lashon of swear, then the Gzar Din cannot be torn up. Kidrav Shmuel Barami, Amar of Shmuel Barami, Vami Lamar of Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Minayin Gzar Din Sheish Mashvua Sheinu Nikra. How do I know that a Gzar Din that has a Shavua in the formulation of the Gzar Din can never be torn up? Sheneemar, because the Pasuk says, when discussing the children of Eli who had sinned, and there was a Gezera that they were going to die in the same day, and that all of their children, all of their offspring eventually would all die Anoshim, would all die while they were young men. So the Pasuk says, that they're never going to have a kapara no matter how many karbanos they bring. Zevach and mincha is not going to help, because a gzar din that has a shvua is not going to be torn up even b'tzibur. So Rava says b'zevach and mincha in a meschaper av meschaper b'torah. See, within that pasuk lies the secret to how B'nai Eli can actually have a kapara, because it says no, they cannot have a kapara through karbanos. Zevach and mincha, no. But through Torah, they can have a kapara. How? By learning Torah. Abayi says not just Torah, gemilas chasadim also. So the Gemara says, in fact, we have evidence to this, because Rabba and Abaye both descended from the Beis Eli. Rabba da asak b'Torah chaya arba inshnin. Rabba, who was engaged in Torah, lived for 40 years, and Beis Eli are supposed to die at the age of 20. Abaye da asak b'Torah u'gemilas chasadim chaya shit inshnin. Abaye, who's engaged in both Torah and gemilas chasadim, l'shitaso, because that's the way Beis Eli can have a kapara, lived for 60 years. So, says the Gemara, Braisa, along those same lines, Tan Rabbanan, Mishpacha Achas Haisab Yerushalayim Shoy Mesa, Mesim B'nei Shmona Esrei Shana, there was a family in Yerushalayim where they were dying at the age of 18, Bo Vodiyos Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, they told Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai what was going on with this family to find out if there's any Eitzah for them. Amar Lahem, Shem Mishpachas Eli Atem. So he said to them, you know, maybe you're descendants of the family of Eli. Dechsev Bevechol Marbis Beischa Yamuswa Anah. And it says that they're going to die at a very young age. And maybe that means at the age of 18, that's when a person is a real ish. L'chu v'isku b'Torah v'chiyu. Go learn Torah, and then you're going to live. Holchu v'asku b'Torah v'chayu. V'yikornos ha'mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan al Shemo. They went and they learned Torah, and that's how they managed to live. And they actually named the family after Rabbi Yochanan, because he's the one that gave the Eitzah that they were going to be able to survive. So I guess the main point would be, even though B'nai Eli were cursed with a Shavua, that their descendants would die at a very young age. Kapara can be achieved through Torah and perhaps Gemilas Chasadim, as Rabbah and Abaye are evidence to. Right? Because the Rabbah learned Torah and Abaye Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, that's why they live longer. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Inyo Mishmei de Rav. Minayin l'gzar din shel tzibur sheinu nechtam. So how do I know the gzar din of a tzibur is never sealed? So the Gemara says, Eino nechtam v'aksiv nechtam avanech lefanai. How can you say it's never sealed? It says that it leaves a stain. That a gzar din of a tzibur is always going to be there. What do you mean it's never sealed? Ella af al gav shenechtam shenamar nikra. What it really means to say is, even if it does get sealed, it could still be torn up through tefillah and tshuva. Shenamar kashem elkin b'chol kareinu elav. That Hashem is always going to be there when we call out for him. He's always going to listen. V'aksiv dirshu Hashem b'yimatzav. But doesn't another pasuk say that Hashem is only going to be there when he's available? So it sounds like it's only when he's close by, which normally means during Aseres Yemei Tshuva or Chodesh Elul, but he's not always available. Answers Gemara, Hasam b'yachid hacha b'tzibur. When a yachid wants to do tshuva, he's got to pick the right time of the year to do tshuva. But at tzibur, Hashem is always willing to listen to. B'yachid emas, and when is that time where a yachid has God's ear, so to speak, where he's able to do tshuva more easily? Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Aser Yom Shvein Roshon and Yom HaKippurim. That's referring to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So let's make main point number two. Although a tzibur can do tshuva to tear up their gzardin at any time, a yachid has to do it specifically Behimatzo, when Hashem is available, which is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So now, it says by David, who sent to Naval that he should give food to his helpers, to his servants, and in exchange for guarding over the sheep, and Naval refused to do that. Instead, he humiliated David, and therefore, as a result of that, of Naval, who Kishmo Kenhu was a terrible person, as a result of his humiliation of David, his onesh was Vayihi Kasar Sayamim Vayigov Hashem Es Naval, that Hashem killed Naval. So the Gemara says, Asar Yamim Mayavidetayhu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait 10 days and not kill him right away? Amar Avidom Rav, can I get Eser Legimos Shenasa Naval Avde David? When Naval When Naval sent the 10 lads that David had sent to him back, he gave them one meal, so there were eser legimos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 10 days until he killed him. Rav Nachman Amar Baravu Elu Asar Yom Shvein Roshon Yom HaKippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Asar Yimei Tshuva, and once he saw that Naval didn't do Tshuva, and Asar Yimei Tshuva, that's when it was all over for Naval, because that's the last opportunity a Yachid really has to tear up a Gzar Din. But Rosh Hashanah Kol Ba'i Olam over in the front of Kivnei Maron. The Mishnah had said that in Rosh Hashanah, all Ba'i Olam, all inhabitants of the world, go in front of God, Kivnei Maron. So that's an unusual phrase, Kivnei Maron. My Kivnei Maron, what does that phrase mean exactly? Hacha Targimu Kivnei Amarna. So over here in Bavel, the Gemara says they translate it as like sheep that are counted 10 at a time in order to take Meister Behema, not really 10 at a time, 1 at a time, but you let them out of the pen, 1, 2, 3, 4, as they go out one by one, and then the 10th one is declared for Meister Behema. And that's what it means, that one at a time, that everyone on earth has to pass in front of God one at a time on Rosh Hashanah. Reish Lakish Amar Kima'alos Beis Maron. It's talking about a person who's climbing a very narrow cliff where you can't have people walk side by side with each other. They have to go through in a narrow single file line because there isn't enough room for people to go side by side. So that's what it means, that we go one by one in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the soldiers of David's army that are being sent out to war, where they have to be counted very carefully in advance so that they can know if they lost any soldiers. So essentially the Gemara gives the same answer in three different ways of formulating it, but it's really the same idea, that Kivnei Maron means we pass in front of God one at a time, that each of us individually, there's no hiding, each of us individually have to pass in front of God in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi B'chanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'kula niskarin b'skira achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us all at one, with one glance. Amar Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Afan Anami Tanina, we find a raya from our Mishnah that they're all b'skira achas, because the Mishnah brings a raya that that we all pass Kivnei Maron from the Pasuk HaYotzer Yachad Libam HaMevin El Kol Maasehem. So my Kamar, what is the Pasuk trying to tell me? Ile Mahachi Kamar, if it's trying to say Divran Hulukule Alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all people in the world, Umiyached Libayu Kadadi, and he created the hearts of people in a way that they're all the same, that everyone has exactly the same emotions and the same feelings. V'kachazin and Delav Hachi, who we know that that's not what it means, because that's simply not true. Elalav Hachi Kamar. No, what it means to say is Hayotzer, God who created the world, Roa Yachad Libam. Even though everyone has their own lave, and he has his own desires and their own things that make them unique and that are totally unique to them, and no one else is exactly like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see everybody at one time. Umevin El Kol Maasehem, and by taking one glance is able to appreciate and understand what makes all of us tick. So the next main point, I guess the last main point for today, for this year, is that even though we all pass in front of God, Kivnei Maron, which means one by one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can appreciate everything going on in our hearts and minds with a single glance. Just parenthetically, remember, Kivnei Maron, there were three different ways of understanding it. Either it meant like the sheep, or like going up a narrow cliff, or like the soldiers, but it all meant that we go one at a time. So maybe we'll stop there so that we could pick up with the Mishnah next time, Bezer Sashem.